Today is the 17th of July, and we're continuing in reading the book that we're doing, Exposing the Lies of Free Will. And there are a lot of lies in the doctrines of free will. And last time we did in Chapter 10, Exposing the Lies of the Holiness Movement, Charles Finney and Dwight Moody. Today we're going to talk about, in Chapter 11, Evangelicals and Catholics Together, A Turning to Rome. On March 29, 1994, a very remarkable event took place that would change the nature of the relationship of the so-called Christian community throughout the world. A group of 20 leading so-called Christian leaders and 20 Roman Catholics signed the joint declaration, Evangelicals and Catholics Together, the Christian Mission in the Third Millennium. This was a dialogue that began with Richard John Niehaus, a Catholic priest in New York, and Charles Colson. These two men brought together a group of well-known theologians and religious leaders, including Bill Bright of Campus Crusade for Christ, Pat Robertson, Christian broadcaster, James I. Packer, Larry Lewis of the Southern Baptist Convention, Jesse Miranda of the Assemblies of God, John White of the Geneva College, and on the Catholic side, Cardinal John O'Connor and Avery Dulles. All of this activity was under the monitoring of the head of Popes of Rome's Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, Jesuit Cardinal Idris Cassidy. A former Catholic priest and author, Richard Bennett, aptly describes in his book, Catholicism, East of Eden, quote, "The devastating effect of the new evangelical compromise with the gospel is to put a stop to the evangelizing of Roman Catholics across the world. If this compromise of the true gospel of Jesus Christ is accepted, then Bible-believing churches will refrain from evangelizing Catholics." The Evangelicals and Catholics Together document sought about to bring unifying language describing the so-called gospel between the evangelicals and the Roman Catholics. These efforts had a terrible negative impact on what had been a clear distinction between the two groups, causing deception and tearing down and apart the very work of God. By all of these evangelicals giving their approval to this document, they were putting their approval on Roman Catholic teachings. This ecumenical nightmare will ultimately bring the Protestant churches under the authority of the Pope of Rome. Scripture tells us clearly, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. 1 Corinthians 10:21. Well, this is a very concise description of the realities of what the Evangelicals and Catholics Together document has done and accomplished to bring this ecumenical hodgepodge of this group together to really try to unify what is going on between the so-called Protestant community and the rest of the world as it relates to the Christian community. And so really, this is why I wanted to bring this up in this book, because it's very clear that these folks that were getting together were all promoting the free will doctrine. I mean, Bill Bright and his four spiritual laws, Pat Robertson and his Christian Broadcasting Network and 700 Club, who always espoused the Arminian heresy. J.I. Packer, I remember reading a book one time called Knowing God. Excellent book by J.I. Packer, but J.I. Packer is no longer serving and knowing the same God that I know. Larry Lewis of the Southern Baptist Convention. The Southern Baptist Convention is an adherent of the free will doctrine. Jesse Moran of the Assemblies of God. We know what the Assemblies of God is all about. You know, and then of course all these Catholics. Cardinal John O'Connor, Avery Dulles, I mean, these Jesuits, they're running the show. This Jesuit Cardinal Idris Cassidy. I'm thankful for people like Richard Bennett that God has brought out of the Roman Catholic Church to expose the lies of these so-called Christians. And so let us continue to stay with the word of God. We're told to come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. May the good Lord be with you this week, and let us remain steadfast in the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless.